What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, we are spilling the tea on your rule book to living iconically this summer, because this summer is the summer that you turn iconic. So I have crafted 6 iconic rules so that you can live iconically this summer. Because you know, we started with a little summer reset because we all need a little reset at times, sometimes more than others. You know, I needed one. I needed one desperately. And now that we have our summer reset in check and now we are living with intention, it is now time to craft your rule book for this summer so that you can literally live your most iconic girl energy. Now, before we get into all of that good stuff, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at DareToBeIconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. Now, let's get to that rule book. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. Let me be completely honest with you as to why these rules matter so much. These rules matter because this summer is different. We are healing, but making it iconic. We are choosing ourselves first this summer, because this summer is all about being iconic for yourself first. It's not about chasing moments. It's not about seeking external validation. It's not about those hot girl summer stereotypes. You know what I mean? It's about being you, daring to be yourself this summer so you can live your most iconic life. This is a reminder that iconic doesn't mean to be perfect, because honestly, remember, we are all imperfectly iconic. I'm sure as shit not perfect. I am going through so much mental and emotional turmoil right now. And honestly, that's why I created this rule book, so that I can now also get myself in check and start living my most iconic summer. Because honestly, these past 2 months of summer, like I have mentioned in last week's episode, I have been struggling. That is not a secret. And like I said in my keynote speech last Wednesday, which, by the way, thank you to everyone who tuned in. Like, my Radiant Icons, you guys show up all the time for me, and that was such a big moment for me, and I appreciate everyone who tuned in live. I know it was super early in the morning. I truly, truly do appreciate it. And honestly, what I mentioned in my keynote is speaking true to my life this summer. You have to dare to embrace those shifts in life. And real leadership is showing up while you're still becoming. It's being brave enough to say, you know what, I don't have it all figured out, but I'm going to be figuring it out loud. That's being a leader. And that is what I am trying to do. And so this summer, when I was creating this rule book for you guys, I was thinking back to my keynote speech and how I was daring everyone to embrace those shifts in life, to embrace those painful moments that will turn into powerful opportunities, to embrace being yourself. And I think that's what I've been missing this summer, is that I haven't been daring to be me to the fullest extent. I haven't been fully leaning into my magic. I've kind of lost myself a bit, you guys. And I also know I mentioned that last week, that I stopped living by my intention. And honestly, this whole process of becoming is messy and it's non-linear, but it's my journey, and I'm going to heal out loud. I'm going to figure it out loud with you guys. So these are my 6 rules to live your most iconic life this summer, because this is the summer that you turn iconic, and I am right here with you. So let's get into those rules, Radiant Icons. The first rule is be delusionally confident. Honestly, I think I've lost my delusionalist. I don't even know if that's a word, but I have lost that part of me just a tad bit this summer. I've been a little bit too logical, and like, that's great in real life, but honestly, there is something so magical about being delusional. So my first rule for this summer is being delusionally confident. Everything is going to work out for me, because simply, I am that girl. I am going to be my own hype woman. Even if no one else has my back, I'm still going to hype myself up. I am going to be so delusionally confident from this point forward so that I can live my most iconic life and live through my intention of, you know, iconic, right? Embracing that true essence of iconic for me. I need to be delusionally confident. Just as I've been in the first half of the year, I need to keep doing that. And yeah, that's my first rule for you guys. The second one, move my body for joy. Do things for me. I mean walk, I mean dance, I mean stretching, I mean yoga, Pilates, Legree, any way you want to shape it, that's movement. I need to start doing that for joy. If I'm going to be honest, the summer brings up a lot of body image issues for me. And it's hard, right? Being in barely no clothing in the summer. And mind you, I also love to wear barely any clothing. I love to wear revealing stuff. Like, that is just who I am. I love to show off my body, but I also have body image issues. I know it doesn't make sense, but honestly, for most of my ratings icons, maybe you understand my drift here, right? It's a struggle being in our mind sometimes, right? We love to show up our bodies and then sometimes we just hate our bodies. And that's my struggle daily. I have a lot of body image issues and that's just my truth, okay? I am living it out right here, right now. And the biggest thing for me is I need to learn how to move my body for joy and not for that external result that I want to look so thin, to look so skinny, to look so good, to match those social media standards, right? Or stereotypes, or honestly, that hot girl stereotype of being so slim and to have the hips and the this and the that. And like, I need to realize that my body will never look like that. I'm a hot girl on my own. My body is hot. I am hot. I need to embrace that. And I need to move for myself. I need to have movement in my life that creates joy. That isn't a punishment. That isn't a requirement. I need to start looking at movement in that lens for me. And so that's my second rule for this summer. My third one is I need to protect my peace. I am losing myself a little bit every single day. Honestly, I am losing myself. I don't know what has been triggered within me that my overthinking and my overanalyzing and my anxiety has been at an all-time high this summer. And I need to protect my peace. It is affecting me so much. And yes, therapy is a great tool. And I've been using the exercises and the prompts in my life, and that has helped. But I think the biggest thing that I need to do is protect my peace. I need to protect my time, protect my energy. So for me, a way I'm going to protect my peace when it comes to rule number three is social media. Social media is killing my mental health. And it's funny, right? Because I connect with you guys through social media. And it's a great tool. And I love it. But there's a big negative effect to it. And for me, it's significantly impacting my thoughts and my instincts and my gut. To be honest, I think there's too much noise around me. And social media is a big factor to it. Because every time I go on TikTok, it's always about what's this attachment style. And if this person acts this way, this is what it means and this and that. And you kind of lose the sense of what you think and what you believe. And I know I've kind of lost that this summer. I've kind of lost that strong instinct and gut reaction in myself of like, no, this is what I want to do, or no, I know this is the right way to go. I've kind of lost it because I have so much noise around me. I've lost what I truly think, and it's because I haven't been protecting my peace. I haven't been protecting my energy. And so for me, I need to start protecting my peace. I need to be more selective on how I use my time, especially on social media. So for me, I'm going to now go back and curate my feed to the world that I want to see. And if it gets too much, I'm going to put my phone away. I'm going to stop the doom scrolling at night. I'm going to stop the doom scrolling in the middle of the day when I have nothing to do. I'm going to fill that time with something that is productive and useful for my mental health. Maybe it's a self-help podcast. And honestly, that's kind of hard because when you work in the self-help field, the last thing you want to do is listen to another self-help podcast. Honestly, I'm just being honest, okay? But, you know, filling that time with something that is going to make me feel alive, that's going to spark that productivity within me. So that's maybe reading a book. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's watching a show that I really want to watch. Maybe going on a walk, exercising, right? Maybe combining two and three right here. That's a way that I'm looking at rule number three. And I hope that you guys look at it too, because social media, it's one of the best things in the world, but it's also super negative, you guys. So protect your peace this summer. And honestly, all the damn time. Rule number four is dressing up for yourself. Wear the outfit that makes you feel so iconic. The outfit that when you walk into a room, you exude confidence because you are so comfortable and confident in your skin that everyone turns, looks at you and goes, damn, that girl not only is hot, but she's confident, because confidence is sexy, people, okay? And it is iconic. So wear the outfit that you want to wear. Stop caring what the vibe is for the night or what other people are wearing or what your partner is going to think. Wear the outfit that you want to wear. Dress up for yourself. And I know I'm guilty of that, because honestly, this summer, I get into that hot girl stereotype and I kind of forget my own fashion. So I've been challenging myself lately to lean into the magic of who I am, start dressing up for myself more often. Wear the outfits that I think are really, really cute and that are screaming Amanda, because you know, we are all daring to be ourselves in this world. And one way to express your individuality or your iconicness is through fashion. So I'm going to wear the outfits that I want to wear that I think make me look so damn good, that make me feel so confident and iconic, that just scream me. Like the other day, I went out to my best friend's birthday dinner and I was wearing this gorgeous, tight, long, had a nice little slit on the side, green dress, a color that I don't usually wear, but I love it because it makes my eyes look so good. And I had this cute little belt, and then I wore it with these, oh my God, they were so Amanda. It was like these gold earrings that were like a star on the top, and then it had a droop down heart in gold with cheetah print. Name a more Amanda earring. You cannot. You simply cannot. That is everything you need in an Amanda earring. Point blank and period. It's gold. It's cheetah print. There's a star and a heart. Like, are you kidding me? Those earrings were made for me. So yeah, I wore it. It may be a little bit unconventional, right? But it's me. It's Amanda. So I've started to dress up for myself again, and it has made me feel so alive and experimenting with fashion. And what honestly makes me feel so confident and comfortable in my skin has been one of the most freeing feelings, you guys. And I just encourage you and challenge you that this summer, don't lean into the stereotypes. Wear what you want to wear and have fun and experiment and just dare to be you. Okay? Just dare to be you, Radiant Icons, because that's the most powerful thing that you can do for yourself. Now, let's get to rule number five. Rule number five is create those core memories. Capture every single moment. Capture the moments that are messy. Capture the moments that are so picture perfect. Capture the moments that are in between that seem a little neutral and like boring. Capture every single thing. And when I tell you to create those core memories, I mean the memories of you dancing so hard on the dance floor that you literally pass out because of heat exhaustion. And yes, that has happened to me this summer. I was shaking my ass way too much that I literally collapsed on the Senior Frogs dance floor. I fell into a chair, okay? And I had everyone around me was like fanning me and putting ice on me. Like it was a lot, you guys, okay? Like, it was so ridiculously hot, and I was shaking my ass because when I go out dancing, I go hard, okay? I love to dance. I could care less about drinking. I truly, truly can, but damn, dancing, that's my girl. And if there's good music, I'm on the dance floor all night. I don't take breaks for water. And that definitely did bite me in the ass, okay? Like, that definitely did. Like, I literally fell into a chair and not even at my own table. And these girls were so nice, okay? Never met them, complete strangers. They were fanning me with napkins. My boyfriend is like holding my hair, blowing on my neck, rubbing ice on my back. My girlfriends, Bex and Issa, are rubbing ice on me, giving me water. Like, it was a whole a whole production, but of course only that would happen to me. But like, those are the moments that are core memories, you guys. Like, that is what you need to create in your summer of 2025. Maybe don't pass out on a dance floor, but you know what I mean. You get the vibe. Or even like going out and singing karaoke. I've never done karaoke until literally 4th of July when I was out with my boyfriend and his friends, and we were, not we were, because honestly, the guys were not. It was the girls, okay? The girls and I were putting on a full production, okay? We were giving every song in the catalog. We were literally performing and giving the best, most iconic performance of everyone's lives. Everyone honestly was thanking us because we were the entertainment. We were the live show. But you know, it's things like that, like the karaoke on the beach, right? It's singing your lungs out. It's the dancing so hard that you literally pass out. It's kissing in the driveway, kissing in the rain, crying in the damn park. It's everything and anything. That is what this summer is for. The summer that you turn iconic is the summer that you create core memories. It's the summer that you live your most iconic life. So yeah, rule number 5 may be one of my favorites. Just go for it. Literally have the most iconic summer of your life and create those core memories. Now, the last and final rule for your rule book to live iconically this summer is pour into yourself first. And damn, I'm guilty of this, you guys, because I haven't done it. I have not done it, and I know that's why I've been feeling really off my axis, not only because I haven't been living in my intention for the last 2 months, right? But it's because I've forgotten to prioritize myself. I've forgotten to pour into myself first and do the things that make me feel happy and alive. I've been focusing on a lot of different things this summer, and that's not bad. It's not bad to focus on relationships in your life. It's not bad to focus on your business or your job or whatever it is that's going on. But sometimes when we prioritize other things over ourselves, we start to lose ourselves and we start to spiral a little bit. And if I'm going to be honest, I've definitely been spiraling a bit. And so for me, rule number 6 is one that I'm going to have to challenge myself with a lot, because I'm not good at prioritizing myself sometimes, especially in the last 2 months. I've definitely seen the adverse effects of not doing it, right? So I'm going to challenge myself to journal more and to have more of those quiet mornings where I get rooted in my body before I start the day. I'm going to actually create those morning rituals and those nighttime rituals that I wanted to do at the beginning of the year, right? I'm going to start including that into my day so I can start putting myself first. I'm going to start incorporating those practices of gratitude in my daily life so I can live in this constant state of positivity and gratitude, like gratefulness, right? And thankfulness for the world around me and what it is giving to me in return. And so rule number 6, you have to pour into yourself first, because you are going to lose yourself if you do not. And I am learning that the hard way. And I hope that these 6 rules get me back on track, because again, I've already done my iconic summer reset with you guys, right? I've looked at what I've done, what I need to do, and how I've been in alignment, and maybe how I haven't been in alignment with my intention, right? So now that I have a better understanding of it, I'm allowed to now go into this rule book to live iconically this summer and start truly living in the last weeks of summer, truly start living in my intention again, truly starting to dare to be iconic in my most iconic way, because it's the most powerful act that you can do for yourself. It's okay to admit that you need a reset. It's okay to admit that you need realignment. It's okay that sometimes you need a rule book to get back to there. And that's exactly what this is. And also, on top of that, I've made a little iconic summer vow for myself that I'm going to share with you guys. So this summer will be about choosing myself every day, even when it gets hard. I choose joy. I choose happiness. I choose confidence. I choose to dare to be iconic. That is my iconic summer vow, and I challenge you to create your own rule book for this summer and also create your own iconic summer vow that you will live by. Oh my gosh, Radiant Icons, that was so much fun. Like, I honestly haven't had that much fun in a while. I love that. I love a good rule book, so thank you guys for going on this journey with me. I absolutely love it, but that's your tea time session for today, Radiant Icons. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, Radiant Icons, I love today's episode. It was honestly so much fun. And truly, like, if I'm being so for real with you guys, it was the positivity that I needed in my day. Today has been really hard, the day that I am recording this episode. And creating this and prepping for this has been the joy of today for me. And I'm truly so grateful that I get to do this. And I get to share this journey with you guys. And I get to heal out loud and figure it out loud with you guys. So thank you for being on this journey. I hope this tea time sesh allows you to live your most iconic life this summer. Because remember, this is the summer that you turn iconic. I'll chat with you guys next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single Podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. We were playing cards, drinking, and then all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica.
So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him, and I won't let him kill me, so...
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.